Good Saturday morning to you, everybody, and welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with Chris Radlitz, Director of Family Services for the CCA. I'm Gary Byron. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm hanging in there over here, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
You got to, man. It's a daily struggle. You got to try to find some way to hang in there.
Well, yeah,
we're living in great. We're living in tough times. Man. We're living in tough times. You know, there's divide within our families. There's in our community, our town, our state, our country, our world. Really,
wow.
People are stressed out to the max. Even people who historically don't let things get to them are having a difficult time. It's rather sad when you think about it.
So you kind of came out of nowhere with that. But I will tell you this. I agree with you. I have found in the last couple of months, people are not the same.
No.
And I can't explain it. I mean, I guess I'm not a psychologist and I don't have enough time to spend with individuals to try and figure it out. But what I have seen is, one, there's much less patience in the world. People don't seem to have a level of patience. Two, they don't care to have a level of understanding. And I'm not saying everybody, but just from the interactions that we experience on a daily basis. Go ahead.
Do you think this too shall pass?
I certainly hope so, because this is not a way to run a society or a world. I think, you know, we talked a little bit last week about family service advisors and compassion and things that you need, you know, to have that position, which we still are looking
for
people.
Well, we should talk about that, too.
We can. But my point being in bringing it up is that, you know, even having some compassion, you have to be conscious of people around you. And you have to think about if something is someone's fault, something's not someone's fault. Just because it upsets you doesn't mean that you should be taking it out on somebody else. And I know that sounds corny because people do that every day, but it seems lately it's just begun. It's gotten much worse. And, you know, you mentioned other things too about just the world in general. I mean, look, go to the grocery store and buy a bag of groceries. All right. My wife and I were kidding about this in a way. It's not funny. We were kidding about it literally last night. She says, do you remember when we first got married, we used to go to the store and with our coupons and a bag of groceries would be $10. And I'm like, yeah, I do remember that. And now you go and get a bag of groceries and it's, you know, 45. And you just kind of go, wait.
Wow.
Just a year ago, it wasn't this much. What happened? Things are going through the roof. And the sad thing is, you know, people say, oh, well, inflation's down. Well, no, because they don't.
Down. Inflation's up.
Yeah, but not anywhere near as much as it really is, because the inflation numbers don't count food or fuel. So when they put together the numbers, those aren't included in their factors. So it's like, yeah, what are the two biggest things that affect us? Food and getting places. Well, you know, so the two biggest things that we need, they don't include in the inflation numbers, which is crazy. So, yeah, I mean, I see it's a difficult time. A lot of people are having a tough time.
What is your recommendation for them in order to get through it?
Wow. Probably the same thing that I talked about when this whole COVID thing started, you know. We just spent a year and a half not interacting with people because we were fearful. So we were trying to be safe. And now we're interacting with people and we're not doing it well. So what happened in that year and a half? Did we forget how to be humans? So I guess my thought is, go back to the cardinal rule, and that's treat others as, you know, you wish to be treated. I think people have forgotten or lost sense of that. And I don't mean everybody. I'm not making grand sweeping statements here. I'm just talking about a change that I've noticed in general. Okay. And I think that we do have to always remember that we are all part of this same human race and we all live in this little ball of mud floating third rock from the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to be a little bit more concerned about each other and not so much about ourselves. And I think that if we can keep that mindset, then maybe some of the things that upset us, we can be a little more conscious of how we handle them and hopefully make other people feel better than instead of making them feel worse. It doesn't mean that you don't have a right to what you deserve. It doesn't mean that you don't have a right to complain about something. But do it in a civilized manner. Do it in a way that understands that that's another human being you're speaking to. Yeah, it's just been different. It's been really different. I'm hoping that all of it changes. I'm hoping, well, hopefully.
Do you think it'll get worse before it gets better?
I have no crystal ball on this. I guess I rely on the humanity of Americans and think that, you know, as a country, we are a very resilient group of people. And throughout history, we've been able to overcome many different types of obstacles and many different traumas and many different things that we have bounced back from. So my guess is I have a great amount of faith in our American ideals, our American values. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they will eventually win out and we will go back to being a better nation than we are now. So maybe these, you know, maybe this is the fire that needs to forge the steel. I don't know. But I'm seeing some people that aren't very steel worthy at this point.
I think we all are.
Not a judgment, just a
reality. Yeah, that's fair. You know that kind of takes me into what we were talking about a little bit last week and what you just alluded to a moment ago, looking for family service advisors.
Oh, yeah. We definitely are looking. If anybody in the listening audience has even an inclination that they think working with our organization is something they would appreciate, enjoy, and find fulfilling, please go ahead and give us a call. You can reach us on the website at ccacem.org. That's the fastest, easiest way. You can fill out an application or just send an email with your resume. And be happy to spend some time reviewing and talking with you. So, yeah.
Good.
Always interested.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning.
Let me think here. Last week, if I remember correctly, we spoke about a recent service being offered by the CCA. I think we discussed at the Dignity of Life seminars.
Towards the end of the show, yeah.
So let's talk maybe more about that, the Catholic Funeral Plan, as the most current service offered by the CCA. So I know we've talked recently about, you know, the different services that are being offered by the CCA, the Catholic Funeral Plan that's available to the entire state of Connecticut. It's very exciting. But there may be some individuals who have only recently caught on to this show, and don't know specifically. Maybe they've heard of the DOLs and maybe they've heard of the Catholic Funeral Plan, but maybe they don't know the specifics. So if you don't mind, maybe tell us a little bit about the Catholic Funeral Plan. And, well, let's start with the most fundamental question. What exactly it is? Let's start there.
Well, that's a good question. So the Catholic Funeral Plan is a faith-based pre-need plan that allows Catholic families to plan their funeral arrangements in advance. And the beauty is that the plan ensures that when you pass, the funeral arrangements you've selected will be delivered at no additional cost to your family and in accordance with the liturgical traditions of the church. If you look at what's happened in our world, there's been dramatic changes that have taken place in the way we buy goods and services. Locally owned banks, grocery stores, drug stores, they're all giving away to regional or national chains. The funeral industry is no exception. So large publicly held corporations, regional consolidators are beginning to dominate the industry. Now in Connecticut, it hasn't gotten to the point that it's the majority, but in the last 5-6 years, it has been growing substantially. So when this type of thing occurs, it ends up in the long run driving up prices and changes how funerals are delivered. Because local funeral home, which may have been owned by a Catholic and was concerned about Catholic rites and traditions and supported those when the family came in to talk about it, that doesn't necessarily mean that's happening. And what we're seeing is there's been a decrease in the observance of our church's traditional liturgical rites for the dead, and in particular, the Mass of Christian burial. So the whole premise behind the Catholic Funeral Plan has been to safeguard the church's sacred burial traditions against these forces of change and to guarantee that Catholic families have the right to be buried in accordance with these traditions at an affordable cost.
Is the plan, though, it sounds good, but is it approved by the church?
So it is. After an extensive review, the Catholic Funeral Plan received approval from the Archdiocese of Hartford as a way to protect the church's teachings and guarantee Catholic families an affordable funeral in the traditions of the church. It's the only plan that has been approved and endorsed by the Archdiocese of Hartford. More so, we've created the Catholic Family Services Association, which is a subsidiary of the Catholic Cemeteries Association, that has been put together to or established to administer the Catholic funeral plan. So there's not only the plan itself, but there's a whole organization behind it to ensure that A, it is administered properly, B, that all of the services that have been asked for are guaranteed and delivered.
I'm kind of thinking, if I'm listening to this, this would be the logical next question that our listeners would have. Forgive me for asking this so bluntly, but well, how does it actually work? How the Catholic funeral plan, I know what it is, as you just mentioned, you just articulated that, but yeah. But how does the mechanism, how does it actually work?
So it's pretty straightforward. You have an opportunity to meet with a family service advisor. You sit down, and the family service advisor is going to ask you questions as they are related to what your final wishes are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So obviously from the CCA side, we talk about cemetery and final resting place. From the funeral side, we talk from the Catholic funeral plan and the funeral side, we talk about what your wishes are. What type of a casket are you interested in? Or what's the range of caskets that you're interested in, price range? What type of services do you want? Do you want a one-day viewing? Do you want a two-day viewing? Do you want any viewing? Are you being cremated? Are you not being cremated? All of these questions, what kind of flowers do you want present? Who will take care of doing the obituaries, okay? There's so many, I think we've talked many times in the past, it's like 70, 80 things that happen when someone passes. Well, we start going through all these things, and we ask all these questions, and we document it all, okay? All that information is then sent to a central database. And then when the person is issued five cards, those cards have a phone number that they call when the person passes. When that phone number is called, that's the one call they have to make. Everything else starts to take effect. So the funeral director is called, the church is called, cantor is set up, music ministry has already been taken care of, flowers are ordered, everything's done. You talk about relieving a burden from a family so that they don't have to deal with all of these aspects. Now, are there going to be any questions? Of course. The specific casket you want, you have to go and choose. So you're going to have to go to the funeral director to get it, okay? Unless it's one that's already been specifically designated. A lot of people don't pick the exact one, but they pick a range of what they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always helpful to sit down with a funeral director anyway to go through everything to make sure that, you're following all the wishes of the deceased. So they make that one phone call and everything kicks into gear. That, to me, is the real benefit of what this plan is all about, regardless of the fact that there's no additional cost involved to the family. That's a whole separate issue, which I'm sure you'll want to find out about shortly. But
it kind of reminds me in some way where I owned a business for over 30 years in the wedding industry.
Oh, right.
And it was named Tone Zone. That was the name. I started it in 1988. I sold it in 2019. And I had three divisions. I had music, DJs, I had photographers, videographers, and the whole nine yards. But why I say that is because I got to know that the whole industry as a whole very intimately. And people were booking their weddings a year, sometimes over a year in advance. Now, you had to plan for, think of the venue, the banquet facility, the food, the different options of what you're going to offer your guests, the flowers, the limousines, right? The transportation. You think of all the entertainment. If you're having music, which selections, what are the song choices, the selections that, you had. And there's this old adage of sometimes you only see family members or friends at weddings and funerals. All right. So there is a link then between the two. And my point to this story is when you're planning a wedding and you're making these decisions, you're making them far in advance because, I never thought about that. Can I get back to you? Well, with a funeral, the person's died, you really only have a few days, 2-3 days that you've got to make.
24 to 48 hours.
Well, there you go. Even less than that. Okay. So, and plus you're trying to make decisions for a person who may or may not have ever had this conversation with you. Geez, what would Sally want? What would Joey want? You don't know.
And more interestingly is Brother Tom believes that Dad wanted this.
Yes, and there's
Sister Sarah believes
conflicts
that
within
Dad
the family.
Wanted this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So it's back and forth, back and forth. And I'll tell you what, this is where it does create tremendous conflict.
Well, this is really creating a win-win scenario because it alleviates any questioning. It's like, well, we already know what this person would have wanted. Yeah. They documented this.
Exactly.
And really, rather than the burden of family members making all these phone calls, trying to make impossible decisions on someone else's behalf to boot, it's one phone call. And then it's a person in the business on the other side of that phone call, right, that's kicking everything into motion, and then it's really in charge of putting everything into motion.
Yeah.
So this is a very unique service.
Honestly, there's nothing out there like this, okay? Certainly not in the state of Connecticut. So it's something that when we first heard about, we thought this would be of great benefit to the families of the Archdiocese. And we just started marketing it early this year. And it's already been fairly successful.
How could it not be?
Well,
in fact,
it's like everything. You know, you have to talk about it and people have to learn about it. And, you know, we talk about it here so that people know. So, yeah, it's important to get the word out because it really is a great benefit.
Well, and they say, I don't care what the product is. It takes 2-3 years for things to finally ramp up where everybody's familiar with it. But I'm going to tell you, once you get to that point, be careful of its success, because I have a feeling once more people learn about this, I guess my question is, how do you not get or this Catholic funeral plan? It's such a no-brainer. It's just a matter of it being people familiarizing themselves with it. That's all. That's your biggest obstacle.
I agree. I mean, like you just said it very well. I think that, you know, you have to get the word out. And once you get the word out, then people will start to see what the value is. And I know this sounds strange, but I think every family should have a chance. If you're 50 years older or more, every family should establish a relationship with a family service advisor and be able to have someone they can rely on to talk to about all of these things.
To that point, folks, you are listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. You can contact them. I'll give you two ways. I will give you a phone number and I'll give you a website. The phone number is 800. It's toll free, 800-505-0050. I'll give that again to you at the end of the show. The website is CCACEM, as in Mary, .org, along with Director of Family Services of the CCA, Chris Radlitz. I'm Gary Byron. Okay, so you mentioned a very important issue, and I know that we've talked about it here multiple times on the show, and that's how is the plan funded? And what about the impact of inflation? You mentioned at the top of the show, we were talking about inflation.
Sure.
How does it relate to funeral expenses, and how does that relate in turn to how the plan is funded?
So, okay, I think those are both very good questions.
Thank you. The
Catholic funeral plan is funded by an insurance policy. Okay, so and there's many payment options that are available to suit the specific financial circumstances of every family. Once you enroll in the plan, if you should pass while you're making payments on it, your funeral will be delivered with no future obligation, financial obligation to the family whatsoever. So that's really, you know, you think about it. Okay, so I'm whatever, 70 years old, whoever, 70 years old comes in and purchases a 10-year pay plan on the Catholic funeral plan. 3 years into it, the person passes. God forbid, but it happens, okay? Well, the 7 years of payments, they're gone. It's gone. Everything that person signed up for is delivered. So it's really amazing. It's reasonably priced, and it's something that people get concerned when they hear, oh, it's insurance. Well, yes, it's funded by an insurance policy. That's not what the plan is. What the plan is all the benefits that you and I just spent 10 minutes talking about, okay? But there has to be some funding mechanism, and what we chose was an insurance policy because it just made sense for families. When you talk about the impact of inflation, I mean, really, the plan has been designed in a way to eliminate the effects of inflation for your funeral expenses. The reason is that the proceeds of the policy are paid to the funeral home only after it's provided the service in accordance with your wishes and Catholic traditions. Mm. Policy protects against inflation because it grows in value each year. In most cases, keeping pace with or even exceeding any price increases. And if the policy benefit exceeds what your funeral costs are, the excess portion is paid to a designated beneficiary. So in a way, you've got the best of both worlds because mm-hmm. you're taken care of while you're paying for the plan in case anything happens to you. And then after you pass, the plan would have grown enough so that the odds are that inflation would not have impacted, you know, what the cost of the family would be.
I mean, these are all important benefits, Chris, but how, I mean, there's got to be other ways that a family can benefit from this plan, I'm sure.
Well, there's quite a few. First off, you have the assurance that funeral arrangements will contain all of the essential liturgical elements of a Catholic funeral.
Right.
Which is really it's the reason this was designed, okay? Two, you'll have the peace of mind knowing that your family will be spared the burden of making these decisions about your funeral and burial.
As we discussed.
As we said. And there'll be no doubts or family disagreements as to your wishes, as we also
That's
discussed,
right.
okay? And those are important things.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Keeping peace in the family is just, you know, that's paramount.
Of course. In fact, I like the example that you gave. Just, you know, no, I thought Dad wanted this. No, he didn't. He told me one time when we were fishing. Well, I wasn't
That's
there,
right.
you know. Well, you didn't have to be. Well, how do I know that? I'm taking you at your word. And quite frankly, you haven't exactly been honest with me all the time.
Oh,
you know,
Oh, boy. Let's
family squabbles. Exactly.
And next, you'll have the assurance that you've provided for the cost of your funeral in advance, regardless of what inflationary price increase.
That's key.
It is. You'll know that the Catholic funeral plan will be there when your family needs it, regardless of the changes that may occur in the funeral industry. Because it doesn't matter who's going to be the person, because you're not tied to any one funeral home. Okay?
Well, because you could theoretically move out of state.
That's right.
Yeah.
The plan's completely portable. Okay? And that's really one of the only plans in existence that is good anywhere in the country. Doesn't matter. Because if you move out of state, all you do is call the Catholic funeral plan office, and you change which funeral home you want to use. And that's it. And everything else changes with it. So it's a fairly simple process. It's one phone call. And again, lastly, the sacred traditions and funeral rites will be observed for future generations. So you have that comfort knowing that those traditions will continue.
You had mentioned something a little while ago. I just want to touch, as we only got about 5 minutes left, but we were talking about insurance. Does the plan's policy, does it conflict with existing insurances?
Oh, well, that's a good question, and the answer is no.
Okay.
It's not
good.
Designed to replace any life insurance that you already have, okay? It's only intended to provide funds needed to pay for your funeral so your family doesn't have that additional burden financially at the time of death, okay? And this way it frees up any existing policy that you have to pay for other costs that your family might incur or become part of their inheritance, which some people are concerned about. Policy's proceeds have no tax consequences to you whatsoever. So it's not included in your estate, and this is a policy that is not disqualified or doesn't disqualify you from receiving Medicaid benefits.
Okay.
And the reason is that, remember we said how the policy goes up with inflation?
Mm-hmm.
There's no cash value in the policy. What it does is it grows in face value. So the more that something costs, the bigger the policy will be as the time goes.
Chris, you mentioned Medicare a moment ago. All right, so...
Yeah.
During that time, you know, the time of life when, I don't know, many people consider moving for retirement and changing their home location. I mean, I think you had touched on this. I just want to make sure that I heard correctly. If people want to move from the area, they can, right? It's not an issue. Okay. So
no, the plan is completely portable across the entire United States.
All right. So, and we often hear about non-Catholics participating in burial at one of your ceremonies. You know how, like in the past, you've mentioned, well, if there's an interfaith marriage or
easily,
right. Okay. So if somebody is not a Catholic, they can also have this plan?
Because the plan, even though it was designed for Catholics, it can be used for anyone who wants to ensure that their traditional rites are arranged and fulfilled.
All right. And I know that we've talked countless times about pre-planning. And we talked about that even a little bit this morning in this show. But there's other pre-needs. There's other pre-need plans. What are some of the other ones?
Well, there are. The most common one that you see is what funeral directors offer. So most plans are basically simple agreements between the funeral director and the customer. And you might think that this is the same, but it's not at all because we're not actually choosing your entire funeral. And with a funeral director, the unique advantage that the Catholic Funeral Plan has is that the Catholic Family Services Association is there to oversee the entire process. So from the time that you make your final arrangements, your funeral arrangements, until they're delivered, mm-hmm. you've got somebody overseeing to make sure that everything will be carried out according to your wishes and contain all the essential elements of a Catholic funeral. One of the things that people don't realize is that most of the pre-need plans, especially in the state of Connecticut, are done with funeral trusts. Okay, so you have to pay for it up front, 100%, or maybe there's a payment plan that lasts for 6 months or maybe a year. With our plan, you don't have to worry about that because you can pay for it over 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. It just depends on what makes sense for your family. And of course, the other added benefit is that if anything happens to you, the plan's paid for.
Right.
Which is really, I think, a super benefit.
And finally, I mean, look, again, this is such a great, it's a great product to help families. But how can somebody learn more about this? We only have so much time in this show. I've only got about a minute left. If they want to take advantage of the Catholic funeral plan, what can they do?
You know, it's kind of like I said in the beginning of the show that if you just call or visit one of our cemetery locations and speak with a family service advisor, they will take you through the process. And they'll help your family get this security and peace of mind that we've been talking about. That comes from being well prepared.
All right.
So it's a simple process. I think you have the phone number of
our 800
number
is that again.
And our website. And that's how we start the ball rolling. And it's a very simple process.
And before I do that, in the final 60 seconds or maybe less, there's some DOLs coming up. I just want to touch upon them quickly because I know that's important.
October 14th at the Church of the Assumption in Derby at 6 p.m. And October 27th, which is Prince of Peace Parish in Bethlehem at 2 and at 6 p.m.
So that's the 27th.
Yeah, so October 14th.
Well, that way we already had the 14th. The 14th was 2 days ago.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. It's my birthday. I didn't even realize it.
Look at that. Your birthday.
Holy cow.
Oh,
you're right. So it's really the only one that's left is October 27th.
Did we miss your birthday? All right. Give me the info on the 27th again. One more time.
27th is going to be at the Church of Prince of Peace Parish in Bethlehem at 2 and 6 p.m.
All right. And happy birthday. Happy belated birthday by a couple of days.
Thank you.
Let me give you that website again for the Catholic Cemeteries Association as well as your toll-free number. You can check them out online at www.ccacem.org. Again, ccacem.org. By the way, if you've got a question, maybe you want answered on these very airwaves, hey, as soon as even next weekend, simply email us at ccawdrc@gmail.com. And by the way, as I promised you, that toll-free number for the Catholic Cemeteries Association is 800-505-0050. I'll repeat that for you. Write it down. It's an important phone call. You should make and schedule an appointment. 800-505-0050. Four, Chris Radlitz, a director of family services of the CCA. I'm Gary Byron. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.